Mayor Fung, let's start out by what you remember about that morning in February of 1989 when on your way back home to Cranston, you accidentally killed this 41-year-old Pawtucket man on I-95.
Well, I was coming home from college. I had stopped at my cousin's house in East Providence. He wasn't home, and I was, you know, turning around to head back to my parents' house. I normally, you know, come back on weekends back then to help my parents' restaurant. And, you know, as I was driving, apparently I lost consciousness or whatever happened, and my vehicle veered into Mr. Skipper, who was changing a tire on the side of the road on 95. I remember stopping, probably getting woken up by the crash, stopping, and then seeing him lying on the ground, you know, so it was a very tragic and traumatic experience going through that, and then rescue and state police arrived on scene afterwards.
Most Rhode Islanders were unaware of this tragic accident until they picked up the Providence Journal. It's quite possible that this would have remained hidden from view if you hadn't reached out to the Journal, as we know you now did over the past weekend. Why did you decide to make this public now?
Well, it wasn't even just this past weekend that I reached out to the Providence Journal. When I first ran for office in early 2000, when I ran for the Cranston City Council, I also, you know, disclosed this to the Journal. And in fact, whenever the issues or I've been asked about this, I've always been forthright and let people know what the true facts are. And as you saw in today's Providence Journal article, it happened on several occasions. It's not anything I've ever hidden from, but certainly, hopefully people understand it's very difficult to talk about because it, for me personally, it's a painful experience. But also for the family, the victim's family, I didn't want to bring back these bad memories.
Do you think you would have made this public if you weren't running for governor?
Yeah, it's something that I have made, you know, known whenever it's come up.
I mean,
but
why
with the,
you know?
But with the governor's race, it certainly, your life becomes an open book. And the fact of how everything transpired with two individuals in, you know, around the holiday times coming up to me on separate occasions asking about the accident, and also, you know, the way they asked, especially whether it was alcohol that was involved, and this accident was thoroughly investigated, and there was no alcohol, no drugs or anything of that sort. You know, I wanted to make sure that the people of Rhode Island, the voters of Rhode Island, know the truth surrounding what happened.
Mayor, it's clear this is still upsetting to you, even though it'll be 25 years next month since this happened. You had to excuse yourself from this press conference because you were overcome by grief, apparently. This must be awfully difficult to talk about. How do you do it?
It's very difficult to talk about. And, you know, many of the facts of that day, you know, still are a mystery to me, you know. And from what I remembered, I've disclosed, and I want the people of Rhode Island to know that that incident is a part of who I am, a part of, you know, what I've lived with, the ups and downs in my life, and, you know, and hopefully, and you know, I trust that they'll understand what happened on that day and also understand what I've gone through, and that's part of my life.
Mayor, I just got off the phone with the sister of the man you killed accidentally all those years ago. Her name is Joyce Strange, as you know. She lives up in Maine. She told me that not only does she forgive you, but that if you were in her living room right now, she'd give you a hug. Those were her exact words.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
You know, I sincerely appreciate that offer from Ms. Strange. And, you know, I'm sorry it's bringing back for them, too, the memories from that day. And at some point, I'm sure I'll call the family myself and just have that private conversation with them, personal conversation with them.
Last question, sir. Do you think this is going to have any serious impact on your gubernatorial ambitions?
No, I hope the voters of Rhode Island will understand all the facts of what happened that day and understand that it's a part of who I am. And, you know, that's all I can hope for.
We've been talking to Cranston Mayor Alan Fun, a Republican candidate for governor, who, if elected, would be the first Asian American to lead our little state. Mayor, many thanks for agreeing to do this interview. I can't imagine how hard this has been on you.
Thank you.